With Thanksgiving this week, a lot of our focus should be on giving thanks or gratitude. This is Lisa Berry, and a local glass artist has found a way to show his gratitude for the community. And joining us now to talk more about that is Larry Nissen of Van Arbor. Larry has been sculpting glass into beautiful works of art for over 30 years. He often hosts the Westside Art Hop in Ann Arbor and has been keeping busy during this pandemic. So hi, Larry, what have you been up to?
Well, my background is I used to be a psychotherapist many years ago. I've always loved glass. And so I was thinking about all the challenges people are going through, you know, at this time. And I was thinking, what might I be able to do? And as a glass blower, I've made a lot of glasses and give them away. And people were regularly saying, when I think about your glass, I think about how grateful I am that, you know, you gave it to me. And then people started talking about calling them gratitude glasses. And so I thought, well, why don't I pay a glass artist who I know, some number of glass artists, to make gratitude glasses as a way for people to have something they drink out of. And when they drink out of it, they think about what they're grateful for, because gratitude is a way to deal with challenges in life. It's not like you ignore the challenges. You admit that right now things are very stressful. People are in great distress. And at the same time, it's important to focus on gratitude. So I say to people, I put a little card in their glasses, and I say, when you drink out of the glass, please think about what you're grateful for in your life. Doing so on a regular basis will build your gratitude muscle and improve your mental and emotional health. And that's true. And I probably have given over 700 glasses to staff of nonprofits in Washtenaw County.
So when did you begin this effort?
I probably started the beginning of the summer. I started thinking about it. I know a number of talented glass blowers. And so I reached out to them, and I chose the color and I chose the design. And then basically what I do is I reach out to nonprofits and have them, you know, tell me how many staff they have or volunteers. And then I have them made and we send them to the nonprofits, and then they pass them out to staff and volunteers.
And this has been pretty much Washtenaw County?
Yeah, basically Washtenaw County, you know, and I'm still open to I want to give away more. And so if somebody out there listening knows of a worthy nonprofit, they can email me at lnisson@comcast.net. It's lnisson@comcast.net. And tell me about the organization. There needs to be at least 20 to 25 staff or volunteer, and it can go up to 50. And like, for example, we've given it to the Shelter Association, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Food Gatherers, Avalon Housing, Dawn Farms, just a lot of nonprofits in town that are doing great work.
And what kind of reaction have you received?
People love them. People say that it's a gift, they're beautiful, and it's an anchor for positivity, which is what we need. We need something to remember, you know, that remind us to say, oh, let's focus on what I'm grateful for. And so people, and I've heard from many, many people about how helpful they are and that they use them regularly.
As a former psychotherapist, can you tell us a bit more about the benefits of gratitude?
Well, what gratitude does is gratitude in life, there's good things and there are bad things. And so I'm not being Pollyanna saying just focus on what's good. But right now, so much bad is being thrown at us that if you don't watch it, you can get caught up in all the negativity. And that is bad for your mental and emotional and spiritual and psychological health. So if you take the time to focus, even if it's a little thing that you're grateful for, you start building your gratitude muscle. And that will improve your mental and emotional health. I guarantee it. Everybody who does it tells me that.
So how has handing out hundreds of pieces of originally made glass art in Washtenaw County made you, Larry Nissen, feel?
Very, very happy. I love giving. I get great joy out of giving. And so this is a win-win. It's a win because I'm happy. The people who get it are happy. The glass blowers are very happy because we're paying them, and they're challenged right now financially. So everybody wins.
Is this your own funding, or are you getting help in...
I'm paying for it all myself.
Wow. Well, we will put links to your website and your email address and a video of that shows what you're all about and the beautiful works of art that you have made. And let me share some gratitude with you for what you're doing for our community at this difficult time.
Okay. You know, again, I'm not going to be able to necessarily respond to everybody who emails me. If they do, it depends on how many, but I want to give away a lot more glasses.
That's Larry Nissen. He is a glass artist, host of the Westside Art Hop in Ann Arbor, former psychotherapist. Thanks so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
My pleasure. This is great. I appreciate what you do. You're a real asset to the community, Lisa. You just do great work, and I appreciate you.
Aww.
I have gratitude for you and what you're doing for everybody.
Well, thank you.